It's the dictionary.
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 It's the
dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and this is episode F245. Let us talk about the words. We are hopping into it with the first entry, which is fundamental law. Two words, noun from 1622. This is the organic or base law of a political unit as distinguished from legislative acts. But specifically, the synonym is constitution. The constitution is a fundamental law. It's an organic or basic law of a political unit that's different from legislative acts, the acts that the legislature do. It's a fundamental law, like the constitution. Like, oh, I don't know, everybody has the right to free speech and other stuff, I guess. I don't know. Is that the same? Maybe not. I don't know. All right, let's make a sound effect. Oh, we're just going to go, huh. Next is fundamental particle. Two words, noun from 1947. The synonym is elementary particle, which I guess makes sense. Elementary, fundamental. It's like one of those first particles. Do we need to look up what elementary particle said? Somewhere over here, we got the elements. We got the elementary particle. Okay. Any of the particles of which matter and energy are composed or which mediate the fundamental forces of nature, especially one whose existence has not been attributed to the combination of other more fundamental entities. Don't understand it. That's a fundamental particle. No. Next is fundic. Just gonna let that sit there for a second. That seems like how it is pronounced. Fundic, spelled F-U-N-D-I-C. Adjective from circa 1927. This is of or relating to a fundus, which is coming up pretty soon. So, I don't know. Maybe fundicle would be... You know what? That doesn't seem any better. Yeah. Fundic. All right. Gonna move on and learn about fundus pretty soon so we can know how a fundic, what is a fundic relating to a fundus? It's a fundic. Huh. Next we have fundraiser, two words with a hyphen. This is a noun from 1957. Were there no fundraisers before 1957? Number one, a person employed to raise funds. We need more money, so we are going to hire you and pay you money so you can find more money, get more money, come up with clever ideas to raise money. We need funds, so we need to raise them. Raise the funds from the dead. We'll do an incantation and the funds will raise from the ground. They are the undead funds. Number two, for fundraiser, is a social event, as a cocktail party, held for the purpose of raising funds. Oh, we gotta raise money for some medical expenses, so let's have a fundraiser. These days, you can just make an online web thing on a certain web page, and it, just to raise your funds. You don't have to have a cocktail party, but I think that you should. I think that it's a fun way to get people together, meet some new people, have some hors d'oeuvres and some cocktails, maybe some mocktails, and say, give us your money, please. Maybe a silent auction. The silent auctions are pretty fun. Ooh, that's a thing I want. I'm going to put my name down that on that thing and put down the money that I think is fair, that I can afford. And then every once in a while, I got to go check it. And I got to go write my name again because somebody else put a higher amount. I'm very angry. I need this. I need this thing. I'm going to put more money down. And, I think there's strategies, right? Like wait until the end, you can swoop in and steal it from somebody when they're distracted. Maybe you can throw a smoke bomb and distract them, and then you can go put your name right before they close the silent auction at a fundraiser. Fundraising, two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1940. So fundraising, the idea of fundraising was in 1940, maybe before. They didn't have a name for it until 1940. But then the thing, or the person, the fundraiser, that name, didn't come out until 1957, 17 years later. Motorola had a great fundraiser phone. So, fundraising is the organized activity of raising funds for what may be possibly an institution or a political cause. They're doing some fun. We gotta do some fundraising. Do I have to do any fundraising right now? Well, kind of, but we're not going to have a fundraiser. We need to raise funds for this movie that we are producing, Unplugged. But we're going to try to go about it reaching out to production companies and see if they can give us the monies that we need. You remember that word fundic? Well, here now we have fundus. F-U-N-D-U-S. Noun from 1764. The plural would be fundi or fundi. It is the bottom of or part opposite the aperture of the internal surface of a hollow organ. So that's the main definition. So the internal... Oh, this is the bottom of... a thing, or the part opposite the aperture. Is it the bottom of the aperture of the internal surface of the hollow of a hollow organ? It's a complicated thing to think about. So you got a hollow organ. There's the internal surface of the hollow organ, maybe a lung, maybe a stomach. Stomach, it might be better here. And then there's the aperture. There's a hole, like, you know, your esophagus goes down into your stomach, and there's a hole in your stomach to connect to the esophagus. And it's the bottom of that, or the part opposite that, is the fundus. But we have a couple, four sub-definitions. A is the greater curvature of the stomach. The greater curvature. So I guess, yeah, the inside of the stomach is the fundus. B is the lower back part of the bladder. Why is it talking about a very specific part of the inside of a thing? So you take the bladder, it's hollow. The lower back part of the bladder, that seems like one quarter of the inside of the bladder is the fundus. I don't really understand why. Maybe the etymology will help. C, the large upper end of the uterus. The large upper end, so it's not the lower end, it's the upper end, and it's the large part. Maybe it's just the top of the inside of the uterus, that is the fundus. And then also D, the part of the eye opposite the pupil. The pupil's in the front, the opposite side, where all the light comes in to the pupil and then hits the back of the eye, it's hitting the fundus. So I guess it's the idea is the opposite part of the inside thing. It's opposite the aperture, opposite the hole, right? The bottom of or the part opposite the aperture. That's what it is. So there's a hole in the stomach, the bladder, the uterus, the eye, and the part directly opposite that is the fundus. Okay? Why? Oh, hey, let's look at the etymology. Hey ho, this is a Latin word. Their word would have been pronounced fundus, I think, and it just means bottom. And didn't we have the same thing in, oh, here we go, fund. The word fund is from the Latin fundus, which means bottom. And I think there, yeah, other things, all these fundamental words are about the bottom of a thing, the base thing, the basic thing. So, yeah. Now, I mean, using the word bottom in this context, opposite the aperture, seems a little bit weird to me, because it's not the bottom unless you're saying the aperture is the top of it, but it's not always the top of it in terms of up and down. So, you know, that's just what they did. All these hundreds of years ago, they called it the fundus. And then something that is related to that part of the inside of that organ would be fundic. And then when you connect that word to the large upper end of the uterus, it just takes on a whole other meaning. All right, we're going to move on to funeral. No more fund words. Funeral, first form, adjective from the 14th century. You can say this word two syllables or three. Funeral or funeral? Which one do you prefer? I think I prefer three syllables. Maybe I prefer four syllables. Funeral. No. Okay, number one for funeral, the adjective of relating to or constituting a funeral. Number two, it is kind of funny that the word fun is in funeral. It's a little ironic, a little weird, a little strange, a little, huh? Okay, number two for funeral, adjective. It is the number two definition for the word funeral, which I guess will be the next one. So, but first, let's talk about a little etymology, not so much here. This is from the Latin word funus, which means funeral. But now let's go on to the next entry, which is, the second form of funeral. This one is the noun, and it is from circa 1512. So the noun was 1512, but the adjective was the 14th century, which would have been the 1300s, so 200 years earlier. Number one is the observances held for a dead person, usually before burial or cremation. Usually before they burn the body, before they bury the body, you have a funeral for a dead person. Everybody gets together, and different cultures, religions, groups of people around the world do this differently. Sometimes they have an open casket where you get to look at the dead body. Sometimes they're not there. Maybe sometimes they've already been cremated. Sometimes people are very sad. Sometimes people do this for days. Sometimes they cover mirrors in the house. Sometimes they go to a place like another building. Sometimes they go to the person's house or the family's house. Somebody's connected to them. Lots and lots of different ways. Sometimes they play music, sing songs, do dances. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they give speeches. Sometimes they probably don't. Let's just keep on reading about funerals. A wonderfully fun concept. Number two, this is chiefly a dialect, and it is a funeral sermon. So when the person who's leading the funeral is speaking about the dead person or about death in general, I guess that could be called a funeral in some areas. Number three, a funeral procession. And I assume, I mean, this could be people walking carrying the casket, or it could be the cars that are driving to the cemetery or somewhere. And there's probably other processions, maybe, you know, in like New Orleans or other countries, they have a funeral procession down the street with people singing and dancing and playing music, celebrating the life of the person. So that is also a funeral. Number four, an end of something's existence. Just the end of its existence is a funeral. I don't really know how to use that in a sentence exactly. I mean, you could say the company had a funeral, the company was done. Everything ends. Everything is going to have a funeral in that context. Nothing will last forever. And that's what makes it so ding-dang special. Number 5, a matter of concern to one. The synonym is worry, as in the example, if you flunk, it's your funeral. You're not literally dying if you flunk the test. Nope, don't think about that. But it is a matter of concern to one. So it's your concern. If you flunk, that's your problem to deal with. That is a matter of your concern. Okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I didn't take the test. I'm way out of school. You're still taking classes. If you flunk, then, maybe you could have tried harder. You could have studied harder. Maybe you shouldn't have been skipping so many classes. Then you might flunk. All right. Shall we talk about funerals for a second? I don't know. Oh, there's not really any more etymology, so I guess it's just from the Latin word funus, which means funeral. But yes, I have been to a number of funerals because I am a middle-aged person, and it is just a fact of life that people you know are gonna die. I should have been keeping track of how many funerals I've been to. Some are family members, some are friends of the family, some are people I didn't know existed, never met before, friends of friends, or friends of friends of friends, and we want to go and support them. Had a coworker who died, and I went to their funeral. It's a weird thing, and there's all these, like, oh, you don't know anybody, but you want to go support, or you're very close, and you might have to go and give a eulogy, give a speech, give a something. And I've had to do that at my one grandma's funeral. No, both of my grandma's funerals. I got up and I said a little thing. What do you do? It's hard. I love hearing stories of these people. You get to know a little bit more about them, even if you knew them really well. Hearing stories that you've never heard before is wonderful because people have these moments with the person who's no longer around, and you then get to experience a little bit of something that you never experienced, and it's a wonderful way to learn about that person. And I guess when I die, I want there to be a celebration of life. If it's worth celebrating, then I would like everybody to have a big old party and celebrate the fact that I am dead. Hopefully it's a very long time from now, and hopefully I won't be there. I mean, that's the thing, right? You always kind of want to be there. You kind of want to know what people have to say about you when you're dead. I want my funeral to be a very fun funeral. A fun house, a carnival? No, I don't know. I want do something with my dead body. Put it on a roller coaster and make it go around. Take some roller coaster rides with my dead body. I don't know. I don't really care. I want to go back to the land. I want to be food for the other things that will eat me, and then the circle of life just keeps on going. All right. Here we go. We're going to home. Oh, I have to go to a funeral. Funeral director, two words, noun from 1886. This is one whose profession is the management of funerals and who is usually an embalmer. Usually, they are the ones who take in the bodies at their funeral home, which is the next entry, and they will drain all of the liquids from the body, and then they will fill them with embalming fluid, and maybe they got to do some other things to the body, maybe put some makeup on, maybe, are they the ones taking out the organs if they're an organ donor? Probably not. That's probably already happened at a hospital. Maybe they need to reconstruct the face if they want to have an open casket, but there was a problem when they died. Something bad happened. They have to do some reconstruction. If you have never seen the show 6 Feet Under, that's a very good show about a funeral home and funeral directors and death and embalming. There's a whole lot of stuff about embalming. Okay, moving on. Funeral home. Two words, noun from 1926. This is an establishment with facilities for the preparation of the dead for burial or cremation, for the viewing of the body, and for funerals. Called also funeral parlor. Just gonna go to the funeral parlor. The funeral parlor. Okay. Funeral home. Sometimes they are a home, I guess. Like in Six Feet Under, it was literally their house. The first floor was the basement was for the funerals. And I think they lived on the second floor. But most of the time, it's just a building where people go to work. And they've got some rooms. If they need multiple funerals at the same time, they got multiple rooms. Maybe there's a whole room for the family. And, you know, God, we went to a funeral not that long ago. And don't know what to say about that one. It was somebody who I didn't know. Somebody who Sharon went to high school with. And that's like, wow. Wow. They were young. They were also very, very sick for a very long time. Fun topics about death. Next is funerary. This is an adjective from circa 1693. This is of, used for, or associated with burial, as in a pharaoh's funerary chamber. The pharaoh was buried in the chamber with, they probably had lots and lots of things because they thought that all those things were going to go with them to the afterlife. Jewels, money, statues and stuff. Did they even bury them with, did they like kill virgins or something and bury them with them too? I don't know. The chamber, it's the funerary chamber because it's related to their burial. Funereal. Funereal. Sounds a little bit too close to venereal. Oh, do you have one of those funereal diseases where it makes you die and then you go to a funeral? Okay, what's funereal for real? It is an adjective from 1725. Number one, of or relating to a funeral. Number two, befitting or suggesting a funeral. How, maybe as in its solemnity. Like, oh, we're very solemn. Yes, when you go to a funeral, they typically think that you should be very calm and not talkative and sad, solemn. Oh, we have to maybe put our heads down because it's befitting or suggesting. Yes, that is the way to behave at a funeral. You have to act very funereal at a funeral. I went to a funeral not that long ago, and it was somebody who is in the theater world, who has directed shows and taught young people acting and singing, I think. And she was a very good friend of my parents. And so I knew this person for almost my entire life. And because she was a force in the theater world, everybody there was a part of the theater world. And there was a moment when I believe everybody came together. They had, I think, a whole chorus choir that came up. But of course, the whole room joined in. And I think it was Over the Rainbow. And holy crap, that was an intense moment. Because everybody's such good singers, and so the song was amazing, but also the emotion of the person who we were there to celebrate, that was an amazing moment. I like things like that. That was a very funereal moment at that specific funeral. That wouldn't be appropriate at some funerals, but at that one, it was perfect and spot on and amazing. Funerially, that is an adverb. Okay, moving on to, I think we are done with the funeral words because the next word is funfair. It's a noun from 1925. This is chiefly British, and the synonym is amusement park. The British people say, let's go to the fun fair. Let's have some funnel cake at the fun fair. Ride the fun roller coasters with Spencer's dead body on it. It's a fun fair. I'm sorry for my terrible accent. You know I don't mean any disrespect. It's just fun. Fun to do voices. All right, well, that was the only F-U-N-F word. And now we are getting into the F-U-N-G section, which we'll go on just for a little bit into the next episode. The first one of those words is, fungal. F-U-N-G-A-L. A fun gal. This is an adjective from 1835. Number one, of, relating to, or having the characteristics of fungi, which I think you can pronounce a few different ways. F-U-N-G-I. Some people like to say fungi. Some people like to say fungi, maybe even fungi or fungi. Now, what's interesting, well, I guess we'll get there in a second. Yes, I understand why. So, number two for fungal is caused by a fungus. As in the example, a fungal skin disease. Sometimes you can have a bacterial skin disease, what's the other one? A viral skin disease, maybe, but also it could be fungal from a fungus, a mushroomy thing. You don't literally have mushrooms growing on you when you have a fungal skin disease. But mushrooms are funguses. Funguses are like weird things. Okay, enough about that. Let's move on to, this is the fungi prefix. Again, it might be pronounced different ways. It means fungus. The example is, now how would you want to say this one? Would this be fungiform? Let's look up the actual word, which will be in the next. Yes, fungiform. You could also say fungiform. Either way, funge or fung. That's the example. So it's a fungus form, something form. We'll learn about that in the next episode. So yes, we're going to have some words here with the fungi, 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 fungi prefix. Like this next one. This one might be a little bit different, though. It's the word fungible. This is the first form, noun from circa 1765. It is something that is fungible. And this is usually used in plural. The fungibles? The fungibles. Ooh, that sounds like a kid's show. Hey, let's go watch the fungibles. It's the fungibles. The fungibles are here to show you some shrooms. Fungibles. All right, the next word. The second form of fungible. Adjective from 1818. Number one, being of such a nature that one part or quantity may be replaced by another equal part or quantity in the satisfaction of an obligation. Okay, the example is oil, wheat, and lumber are fungible commodities. So you can replace parts. You could say, oh, I got this much of wheat, and I'm going to replace it with this much of lumber. In the satisfaction of an obligation. Oh, maybe like if you owe somebody this much of a thing, then they're like, well, it's fine if you can funge it. Fungible, it's fungible. You can replace that with something else and I will be happy in your obligation to me when you owe me that thing. Maybe, possibly. Number two, the synonym is interchangeable. Yeah, interchangeable, replaceable. You can swap it out, swap it out. I am not a fungible host for this podcast. You cannot replace me, ever. I am the only one who can ever do this. Number three, the synonym is the number three definition for the word flexible, which I see that's sort of related to interchangeable. Oh, it's flexible. It could be like this thing or that thing, that could, whatever. It's fungible. Fungibility. That is a noun. And aren't those new things that are out in the world, the NFTs, aren't they non-fungible tokens? You cannot funge them. They are not fungible. It's that one thing. You can't replace it with another thing. I think that's the proper usage here, the proper word, I believe. I hope I'm correct in that. Otherwise, I'm going to sound very stupid. But that's not different than anything else, so that's fine. So this word is from the Latin, I guess it would be fungi. That means to perform, which we had something about that, some etymology similar to that not too long ago. There's more at the word function. So maybe at the word function, we had that etymology. Yes. Functio, performance, fungi, which means to perform. So what's fungible, perform? It's performing as another thing. Oh, you replace it, and then that thing is now performing as the original thing. Maybe that's a way to think about it. Sure. So that's fungible. Okay, not related to funguses at all, I don't think. Can you replace the fungus with another fungus? Oh yeah, I got that fungal skin disease. Can you just funge it? It's fungible, right? You can just put another fungus on there. I don't like this one. I don't like this fungus. I would like that other fungus that makes things much nicer and less itchy. Oh, fungicidal. Fungicidal, that's the next word. You can also say fungicidal because that G sound can be a J or a G. And people have very strong feelings about which one is proper, but you know what? They're both fine. Fungicidal, adjective from 1905. The synonym is antifungal. I'm so antifungal. Get rid of all those fungus. No, I'm not antifungal. I'm more just antifungal in terms of my skin. I don't want the funguses on my skin. I would like, if I had a fungus on my skin, I would get some fungicidal ointment to get rid of the fungus. But the funguses in the world are very important. They're doing a very important job out there decomposing things. So I am not fungicidal. I don't want to kill the funguses in that way. Fungicidally, that is an adverb. And now that gets us to our last word in this episode. It's our last word. We're very sad that we have to end this episode. Oh, it's fungicide. Fungicide. Noun from 1889. This is an agent that destroys fungi or inhibits their growth. We are not going to let the fungus grow anymore. We're going to stop it in its tracks. That's fine there, or we're just going to kill it out, kill it all together with a fungicide. Maybe it's a spray. Maybe it's a gun. Probably not a gun. I don't think the fungus would care so much about that. Unless it exploded. But even then, I don't think it would kill the fungus. Well, we are going to learn about more fungus-related words in the next episode. But before we get to that, we must pick a word of the episode from this episode. We had today fundamental law, fundamental particle, fundic, fundraiser, fundraising, fundus, no, it's fundus, fundus, funeral, funeral, funeral director, funeral home, funerary, funereal, funfair, fungal, fungi, fungible, fungicidal, and fungicide. Which one? Ooh, I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to just pick funeral. And my brain always goes to the same musical thing that's really hard not to think of. Funeral. 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 Funerals aren't very fun, but I like a fun funeral filled with funguses. Let's have a funeral for the fungus after you use the fungicide. Okay, that was fine. Funeral. I don't know. We got to have a little bit more fun with our funerals, I think. We need to make them more fun. A fun funeral. Party. Have a party. Celebrate the person. Don't be so down. Celebrate that you got to experience them you got to live on the planet with this with them at the same time. But it's not so easy to do when they're young. Right? Oh, they were taken too early. That really sucks. They could have had a whole life ahead of them. And that's not fun. I don't like that part of it. Okay, I hope I don't have to go to any more funerals for a long, long time. What I am going to do now is tell you about another movie that we watch, which is the new The Naked Gun. I think it's called The Naked Gun, or is it just Naked Gun? Now I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Oh boy, this movie is so silly. The jokes are nonstop. Jokes in the words, jokes in the visuals. This is a movie. These are the types of movies that you have to watch the background. You have to see what things are going on because it is so easy to miss jokes. I am sure that I missed jokes that I was just not aware of or for whatever reason. But oh boy, if you just want some stupid, stupid, silly humor, this is the type of movie to watch. And of course, Weird Al had another cameo. I think he's been in all four of the Naked Gun movies. All right, that was it. That's all I got to tell you. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Hachoo?